Columbus City School Superintendent Dan Good says the district's schools are safe, but acknowledges the greatest safety challenges are found beyond the school walls and outside regular school hours.
Too many lives of current or former students have been violently taken since the beginning of this school year, often in circumstances late at night or in places that students shouldn't be. This is alarming, and it's heart-wrenching. And we must say, as a community united in one voice, no more. More importantly, we must act. Spring break is fast approaching for our students, a time when our city's children and the young adults won't have the daily structured safety of school buildings and classroom activities to rely on. So we need, it's incumbent on all of us, our partners in the community, at City Hall, the schools, neighborhood organizations, parks and rec facilities, the nonprofit providers, and local businesses as well, all of us, to help us afford our students a safe spring break by offering activities and support during those 10 days.
Before a press conference at Lyndon McKinley High School, students broke into small groups with city officials, school personnel, and other community advocates to say what's on their minds.
So I think that, you know, having, I guess, professionals, you know, to kind of help them maybe like tweak their resumes or, you know, show them the do's and don'ts of resumes and cover letters and things like that. And also just having like, I don't know, maybe like a networking workshop where they can, because like you say, you need to build a network.
To like help them when they're reading a book or something.
Yes, we have
during
some,
the summer.
Yep. We have, there's all sorts of program opportunities as a volunteer that you can do. We serve lunch. You know, you work with programs with kids. You help keep the library in order. There's so much you can do. If you want to do that, come talk to me at the library.
Other students wanted additional tutoring to prepare for the state standardized tests that occur the week they return. And many requested additional hours at the city's recreation centers. Columbus Mayor Andrew Ginther delivered on that request.
In addition to regular hours, recreation centers in Lyndon, Beatty, Barrick, Barnett, Adams, and Dodge will have extended hours from 7 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday in our amazing APPS program. APPS stands for Applications for Purpose, Pride, and Success. We'll provide additional programming, soccer, basketball, NCAA Final Four watching parties. I think I'm getting in on that. And some fantastic ways. We heard art and ways for our young people to express themselves will be another important part of that work.
Ginther says increased police patrols, the special units that target gangs, and additional plainclothes officers will all continue. But he says the city also wants help from all residents.
Keep your porch light on. Report street lights that are out to 311. See something, say something. Report criminal activity and suspicious activity to police. Participate in your neighborhood block watch, and if one doesn't exist, start one. Get to know your neighbors. And if you belong to a place of worship, determine what programs and activities you can offer to help kids safe and productive. And finally, but probably most importantly, be a mentor.
Ginther says the Columbus Metropolitan Library System will offer tutoring programs for all grades and college prep workshops. Columbus City Schools will also dedicate a portion of its website to track and list additional opportunities for students during the break. After the school year, the city plans to launch a summer youth employment initiative to help young adults secure employment and paid internships. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.